This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Come in. Put the kettle on. Let's catch up. Over some Milo.
Hello, you are listening to Over Some Milo. I'm Sameya.
And I'm Krishna.
And Emma is not here. She is locking in for media studies, even though she doesn't need to.
She's over the top for all her assessments.
But you know what? It's getting good results, and that's what matters. So good on you, Emma. You got this.
Literally, our history teacher said that you're the least I need to worry about in all
exactly.
my classes.
The gifted students. But while Emma locks in, Christian and I were talking about some thoughts that we had. And during this exam time, I'd say one thing that distracts me the most, like the very, very, very most, from actual studying, isn't just my phone. It's specifically social media on my phone. And it's not in the way that, like, I like scrolling and scrolling is fun. It's in the way that there's nothing else for me to do. Like, if I had other hobbies, I'd probably be doing that instead.
Facts.
Like, I just don't want to study. It's not that I want to go on my phone. I just don't want to study. I'm sorry. But is that the same for you?
Yeah, I procrastinate a lot.
Yeah, like, it's the easiest thing to do. The phone is so easy to pick up.
Yeah, I feel like so what my aunt used to tell me that their dad used to just cut off Wi-Fi and internet and hide the remote.
Yeah, I mean,
and that's how they actually locked in.
Yeah,
here it's not gonna work like that.
Yeah, I need my laptop to study. Unfortunately, I need the internet to be doing my work. So it's a little different in this day and age.
Yeah,
but after going on social media, do you ever feel physically sick?
I feel tired.
Yeah, like, especially recently, I've been opening Instagram, opening TikTok, like, scrolling, and after 5 minutes, I, like, want to throw up.
Like, I'll watch five people's stories, the one who I think is more interesting, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm not even going to watch anyone else's story, because I don't care.
Like, you're tired, you're bored, it's done. I feel like, instead of content creators, we need content destroyers. Agree or disagree?
I feel like Instagram should destroy accounts. They're just useless.
Agree. But that would be everything.
No. I mean, like, accounts that don't know how to post and don't know how to create content, they're just putting rubbish.
Yeah, like, I kind of agree. Like, when influencers, yes, that is your job. Posting stuff is your job. But when you're posting stuff for no reason, just take it away. Like, I'm sorry, but it's making me think about stuff that I didn't want to think about. Like, people are saying too much. There's almost zero new opinions you can have. Even what I'm saying right now is not a new opinion. Somebody's already gone on the internet to be like, people are speaking too much, people need to stop. That makes me physically sick. Like, I'll never be able to have an opinion on the internet that somebody hasn't already had before.
And, like, I don't like the way when people are obsessed with one thing and it just becomes so extreme, you start interfering in those people's lives.
What do you mean?
Like fans of actors or actresses, they just become way too much and they start interfering.
Yeah, like, that actually affects people's lives.
Exactly. And I'm just like, stop. Like, I understand it was a great movie or show, but
yeah,
like, it's just entertainment. It's not like your life depends on it.
Yeah. Like, film is art, and it's good to be passionate about it, and it's great to be obsessed with it. What's not amazing is when I open an actor's comment section and it's like, what's Jeremiah's actor's name?
Gavin.
Oh, yeah, right, Gavin.
Gavin something.
Whoever he may be and whatever he may be and whatever he may be believing in, that is zero reason for you to get up in his comment section and send him, like, death threats because you hate Jeremiah.
Exactly.
He was getting that bag, bro. He wasn't being...
He was only doing his job, guys.
Exactly.
He's probably that good at it.
Exactly.
But that doesn't mean you start giving him hate in real life. Like, it's probably not even who he is.
Exactly. Like, those are the people that need to be taken away from social media.
Yeah.
Like, okay, Gavin, I have heard some things that he believes in that are maybe not the most correct thing. But he's not pushing those beliefs on you, so why comment about it?
He's just... letting people know of his interest, it doesn't mean he's forcing you.
Exactly. He's not not from what I've seen on his Instagram, he's not promoting his negative agenda on you. Let him be.
Literally.
Like, the more you interact with it, the more attention it's getting. And when I say content destroyers, I don't mean, oh yeah, this is a famous influencer, they suck, take them down. I mean content destroyers as an actual content that's being posted, not entire accounts, but like these comments, useless opinions, negative opinions, take them away. Nobody wants to see that, bro. And like what you said about like it affecting people's lives. Mm. There's this Formula One driver. His name is Lando Norris. He's a great guy. He's a great driver. He's, I think, coming second in the World Drivers' Championship this year. There is absolutely zero things wrong with that guy, okay?
Okay.
From what I've seen. Yeah. And he's not, like, posting weird stuff. He's not hating on stuff. Like, he's just your average dude in sport, in social media.
Yeah.
And he gets a lot of hate. And he's getting hate for, like, being emotional and being upset after he didn't win. God forbid a dude loses a race and is upset.
God forbid him being human, bro.
Exactly. Like, God forbid his car stops working so he couldn't finish his race and it wasn't even his fault. And he was, like, sitting there with his head in his hands for maybe 20 minutes. And everybody was like, that is bad. That is unsportsmanship.
Bro.
He's just a dude,
literally,
bro.
Literally, and it's probably his career, so it's understandable.
Yeah, that's his entire career, dog. And he's in the running to be a World Drivers' Championship. That one race could cost him the win.
And a lot of people, millions, that bet on him.
That's true. Wait, he said that in one thing. He said, okay, I don't know what I'm saying, actually. But he was like, I'm going to make people millions this year because people who bet on him will win if he wins. But he gets a lot of hate. And I realized, and then I also saw a TikTok about it, which made me upset that I didn't have my own opinion, but I realized that the hate he gets is mostly because his fans are crazy.
Yeah.
His fans are like, he's just a cute little boy. No, that's a man. That's a man doing a sport. Like, you need to take him seriously.
And he's quite good at what he does if he's in the world championship. So
even if you're in Formula One, you're the one of 20 people that do this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you better be good at your job. That's kind of in the description. But his fans are so babyish and babying him and being obsessive, like, obsessive over him. Like, he has a girlfriend that is, like, he hasn't officially announced it. And they haven't officially posted something together, but, you know, everybody knows they're dating.
Yes.
And in F1 culture, it's pretty big. Like, they're the wags, the wife and girlfriends.
Yeah.
The person he's dating...
So he's not married?
He's not married, no. Okay, yeah. He's, like, 24.
Oh, lies.
Or 25.
I need to check out his profile.
But the person he's dating is, like, I think she's had a little bit of a controversial dating life beforehand.
Mm.
But that's none of your business. That's not your girlfriend. But his fans are like, Lando is in danger. His girlfriend is dangerous for him.
Okay, I'm sorry. Are you dating her?
Exactly. Is that your girlfriend? She's just using him. He shouldn't be dating her. I'm so scared. And then a fan posted on TikTok after a race that Lando won, rightfully so.
Yeah.
He was he kissed his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And in the F1 TV camera, like the people who are responsible for that,
yeah,
also suck. But in the middle of Oscar Piastri, the current World Drivers Championship yeah. leader, in the middle of his post-race review, like they had just raced, he came second or third. I can't remember which race this was actually. I think he came second. And he was speaking on the mic to the whole stadium yeah. and to F1 TV. And usually they show like what's going around in the paddock and Parc Fermé during the speech.
Yeah.
Instead, they cut to Lando kissing his girlfriend.
Bro, what are you trying to build up? Like what?
Exactly. That's so weird. It's like, yeah, and the car felt good. I felt like I could trust the car. By the way, here's Lando kissing his girlfriend. Huh? I'm sorry, but that's not what we wanted to see. We did not want to see Lando kissing his girlfriend in the middle of Oscar Piastri's.
And also, it's probably not the most important part of the thing anyways.
Exactly. I saw more of Lando's mum than I saw of the midfield drivers. But, yeah, it's actually next level. So basically, wow, take a sip every time I say like or basically. Oh, God. I just keep going. But what I'm trying to say is that his fans are so obsessed with him in this weird way that is the reason he's getting hate. People are hating on him because his fans are weird. People are like, he's so emotional. No, the only reason you think he's that emotional and that unsportsmanlike is because his fans are making, like, his fans are giving off that vibe.
Also, I think people overthink a lot. Have you seen this TikTok or reel where it says it's about English, like the subject English?
Right.
We critique a film more than what the director is trying to mean.
Exactly.
Give purpose. I'm like, literally, we're trying to take into a whole another direction, and the director probably haven't even thought about it.
Yeah. Okay, I defer. I think the director thought about it.
No, but I'm, like, putting that into context.
Oh,
like,
yeah, putting that into perspective.
Like,
yes.
The audience is trying to overthink a lot, and...
Wait, I have another example for this. Yeah, like, the audience is taking it too far.
Yeah.
It's never that serious.
And what's his name?
Lando Norris.
How do you say it?
Lando
Norris. Oh, Lando. I keep hearing Landor.
Oh, no. Lando Norris.
Bro, Lando hadn't even thought about his repercussions of kissing his girlfriend.
Yeah, he just won the race. Let a man live. But God forbid. Like, that's what I'm saying. People are obsessed with things that they should maybe take a step back from. Like, there's another Formula One sort of example I could give for the director's thing you said.
Yeah.
Sorry about this Formula One thing. There's just so much content.
Is this TikTok?
Huh?
Is this TikTok?
No, it's like Formula One.
Oh, like, generally all over social media.
Yeah. But they do so much media, and because they do so many, like, things that they have to post about, that there's so much content you can do. Like, they do so many interviews and make so many videos and make so much TikTok, that there's so many examples and things you could say from the content that they've posted. And a lot of it's hilarious, absolutely hilarious. Wait, I'll show you, like, Formula One drivers being funny for 10 minutes.
I need to see this guy.
Oh, yeah, I'll show you Lando Norris. Don't worry. I'll show you some other people, too. But
options.
But see, this is normal banter. You're not going to go comment on his post, Lando, I love you so much. Break up with your girlfriend. Like, that's too much.
Literally.
You need to take a step back. But, so, Formula One example of the director's thing that you were saying. Charles Leclerc.
What?
Charles Leclerc.
Leclerc, okay.
But people say, or I think the Monegasque way to say it is Charles Leclerc. But
it's like French.
But you can also just say Charles Leclerc. But okay. I like to be fancy. I like to say Charles.
Sounds rich.
Yeah, he is, trust me. But basically, he's signed for a very, very long time with a team called Ferrari.
Yeah.
Ferrari is iconic in motorsport. Yes, they're not doing the best right now, but they're coming second in the Constructors' Championship, so they're getting somewhere. But yeah, they're not doing the best right now. They're not out here winning races.
Yeah.
But they're on the podium, they're in the points, you know, they're not... Every team has a stage, and they're going through it right now. They've been going through it for a while, but, you know, we'll move past that. But he's signed with Ferrari, and people are saying that Charles is, like, stuck in a cage because Ferrari kind of is not... And Charles is a great driver, and people think that he's being held back because of the car that Ferrari has. This probably doesn't make sense to you. Okay, let me take
when
a few steps
when you say
back.
That, the only quote that... Sorry, I've been watching too much Fast and Furious these days. The only quote that comes in my mind is, it's the driver behind the wheels, not the car. That wins the race.
Yes, so I disagree.
Sorry, it's just a quote that comes in my mind. It's not what I believe.
No, that's with other types of racing, maybe. Like, maybe IndyCar and, like, Formula 2. Oh, no, like, not Formula 2. They have different engines. but with other types of motorsport, that's probably true.
Mm.
In Formula 1, however, there's some cars that genuinely cannot build the pace.
Yeah.
They cannot get as fast as... Because that's part of the... That's why there's a World Constructors Championship. The World Constructors Championship is basically who had the best car this year. Because sometimes, amazing, amazing driver. Car, not so much. Car maybe cannot build up the pace, maybe cannot turn the corners correctly, maybe cannot, like, maybe it has malfunctions too often. You never know.
Yeah.
And every year or every couple years, the rules and regulations for how your car should be in Formula One changes. So they have to build a new car from scratch.
Mm.
And most cars have a different engine, like Ford engines, Mercedes engines, Ferrari engines. And they're all different for a reason because they obviously can all do different things. Mm. If all the engines were the same, wouldn't everybody have the same one?
Yeah, imagine comparing a Suzuki Swift against a Mercedes.
Yeah,
like come on.
Yeah, they're both cars, but they're both completely different. So as similar as you think Formula One cars are, they're all pretty different. Like, and they all have like high downforce setups. What's the opposite of downforce? I forget. It's not upforce, that's for sure.
My bad.
But, like, high-speed corners.
Yeah.
And all cars have different niches that they're good at. Like, there's some cars that are really good at going down straight paths, but not so good at doing turns.
What are the teams?
There's 10 teams currently. Mm-hmm. Next year, there'll be 11. Wow, I forgot what 10 plus 1 is.
Isn't there, like, Red Bull?
Yep, so there's Red... Okay, well, Krishna, you've just asked me an amazing question. There's Ferrari, Mercedes, McLaren.
Mm-hmm.
I already said Mercedes. Red Bull.
Mm-hmm.
There's Red Bull Racing, and then there's and then there's Racing Bulls. Mm. Racing Bulls is like the junior team, I guess, like the sister team. There is Stake. What's Stake called? Oh, Kick Sauber. There's Kick Sauber. There's
new one.
They don't all have to be car brands.
Yeah, but I've never heard that name.
Oh, it's the one where they wear a bright green suit. But there's Kick Sauber, Haas, Williams, Aston Martin, and Alpine.
Huh.
Those are the 10 teams. And next year, there'll be Cadillac, and Stake will become Audi.
Yeah, I only know this because I spent like 4 days in Australia with my brother and his friend.
Yeah.
If I spent
who
more
work for Mercedes.
Yeah. If I spent more than 2 weeks, I'd be like in on this game.
Yeah. Oh, I wish you were, Krishna. I wish you were. So those are the 10 teams. But basically they all have different types of cars. Some
nice.
like some of them share engines. And, like, the McLaren car has a Mercedes engine. But, you know, they have to sell
Mercedes is nice.
Yeah, very nice. Mercedes was doing well for a very long time. Okay, back to the original points. What people are saying that Charles, who's a very, very good driver, and he's been commended for his amazing driving, is sort of being stuck behind a Ferrari car. But he's the prince of Ferrari. Won't get into that right now because that would take me a year. But he's the prince of Ferrari, and he's had the longest contract, I think, in Formula One. Because usually the contract lasts like 1, 2, 3 years, and then they either renew it or they don't.
Yeah.
His contract is basically until forever, which is insane. Not actually, but like basically. So he's basically guaranteed a seat there until he retires.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's crazy. But people are saying he's an amazing driver, but he's being stuck because he's in a Ferrari. He should move to another team. He would rather die. But I've never seen a man so loyal to a car brand in my life. But yeah, he would rather die than be in a not Ferrari.
So, I mean, I guess loyalty is better than just going to the best team, right?
No. In Formula One, you go to the best team, you win. Yay!
Okay. Okay, different opinions.
But having a best team, the best team changes every year. Because everybody gets a new car and the new drivers. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the best team is dependent on everybody. The best team could just be the best team because everybody else sucks.
But, oh my God, you know how Melbourne has like the Formula One races at night? Oh my God, I need to go to one
crazy.
Of those.
What do you mean Formula One races?
They do. So it's like a specific time during a year where Melbourne...
You mean the Melbourne Grand Prix, Krishna?
No, there's something else. I don't know, they told me something. I just can't remember.
In like February, March, January...
I'll get back to that.
February, March, they have a race of Formula One every year?
No.
Okay, what do you mean?
I don't know, I'll get back to you.
Okay.
Krishna, I need to do some research.
Krishna, that's the Australian Grand Prix.
No, something else.
Okay, please get back to me. But, yeah, so Charles posted a photo on his Instagram of him outside, like, the Ferrari building, and he had 1 foot out the door and 1 foot in the door. Like, that was just his cool pose, and it was, like, raining outside, and there was, like, one drop of rain that had dripped from the horse of the Ferrari logo, and he just posted it because that's like cool pic, you know, like, hey, I'm a Ferrari driver, cool pic, excited for the next race.
Somebody
dissected that photo and was like, guys, he's leaving Ferrari.
Oh my God.
And everybody was like, what do you mean? He's like, he's got 1 foot out the door and 1 foot in the door, like he's leaving. It's like, okay. And then the person was like, and there's a drop of rain coming down the Ferrari logo, almost as if Ferrari's crying. And like, be so for real.
Oh my God.
And then somebody just commented under like this girl's post, like, he's not that smart, I'm sorry. He wouldn't do all that. First of all, he wouldn't leave Ferrari over his dead body. But also, he's not that smart. He's not Taylor Swift out here posting Easter eggs. You know?
Nice comparison.
Yeah, so it just makes me laugh how obsessed people are with these types of things.
They just overthink a lot.
Yeah, like they'll do anything to complete their narrative.
Oh my God.
That's why posting on social media is so scary. Everything could turn on you.
Yeah, my social media is a bit quiet now.
Yeah, same.
I like that.
Same. But like, if you're famous, people can change the narrative so quickly. Those people need to get their accounts deleted. Content, destroy them.
And when I feel like they talk gossip about our posts, what I think is they don't have a life.
Exactly.
Like, their main entertainment is probably our post at the moment.
Exactly. It's never that serious. Like, I admit I do that sometimes with some people, but it's not that I don't have a life. It's that I have 10 minutes to spare.
Yeah.
And I choose to use it on this. But it's not to make fun of them. But, like, you know, you get what I mean. It's teenage fun.
Why would I make my entertainment a headache? Like,
exactly.
I don't have that much time.
I have time, but not that much. Good one, Krishna. And speaking of how much time we have, mock exams, well, at least my mock exams are still around the corner. So I should probably get back to studying. Right after, I show Krishna a picture of Lando Norris.
How many papers?
I just have chemistry left, but I have so much work to do. I have a bio internal and 3 English internals left to complete.
I have a history and a calc internal.
Yeah, we better go back to studying. But while we do that, we will let you go. This is Sameya.
Sorry, I forgot Emma's not here. And Krishna.
Over and out.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.